I'm Marco Werman with The World. The Dadaab refugee camp in Kenya is huge, biggest in the world, in fact. It's home to 500,000 people, mostly Somalis who fled the violence in their country over the past quarter century. Ben Rawlins talked about it on the show yesterday. His book, City of Thorns, describes Dadaab as a place the size of New Orleans with all the problems of a big city but no real infrastructure, a place where residents struggle to meet their basic needs while the Kenyan government prohibits them from leaving or working. The Somali extremist group Al-Shabaab contributes to the misery there through attacks and intimidation. Rawlins also introduced us to one Somali refugee who's lived almost his whole life at the camp. His name is Abdullah Hassan, but he goes by the nickname Fish. He had to flee Dadaab recently because of threats from Al-Shabaab. We reached Fish in Nairobi, where he now lives illegally. He told me how war pushed his family to leave Somalia for Kenya.
I came to Dadaab in 1992 with my mother and two other siblings. We were six and three of them died because of hunger. My father was killed in the civil war, a time when he was coming back from his farm. So that's when mom decided that we flee towards Kenya. We never had something to eat, to water and all those things. So, yeah.
So life was tough in Somalia. It's not exactly any easier in a refugee camp. In the largest refugee camp in the world, Dadaab, how does one survive? How did you survive?
I have been there for like 23 years. It is very, very challenging across all your life, from food, from shelter, from income, from integration, you know, and all those kinds of life.
Given that very basic need of safety inside a refugee camp, how did Shabaab penetrate that world? Wasn't the UN providing some kind of peacekeeping soldiers to make sure that no extremists would get into the camp?
I cannot actually explain in the manner that Al-Shabaab came to the refugee camps, but we experienced severe kind of violence, activities, kidnappings, and shootings, killings. There were a lot of explosions. There were landmines within the refugee camps. And I was threatened, and my colleagues in the community were killed. One of them was killed in Dadaab.
On top of losing your siblings and your father, now I gather your wife has died from an ulcer. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I have two daughters, and my wife died of ulcers, yeah.
Is the medical care in Dadaab just inadequate?
Very inadequate. Because you'll see there are a number of NGOs who really provide services, but they don't actually have the necessary equipment and services that they deal with.
So now, as I said, you're in Nairobi. I suppose there's a semblance of relative security compared to Dadaab, but you are living illegally there. What's life like given that?
Okay, in Nairobi, it is very difficult because you are still a refugee in Kenya, with the implication that you are a refugee. You can't be able to move. You can't be out of the camp. That's what's basically very challenging.
I gather you were arrested recently.
Yeah, I was arrested yesterday when two policemen approached a friend of mine, and I just had to intervene because he was a refugee. Now, when I intervened, they also asked me for my ID, but I said I don't have ID. So they said that you are no better than this man, so why should you have to tell us that to release this man? We just had to play around with them and then speak some good Swahili, and then we were able to pay like 2,000 shillings, and then we were released like that.
Your family is still in Dadaab. What kind of dilemma does that pose for you?
My mother is there with my two kids, actually. So if I get some money, I send them. I call them often. I talk to them, and they speak good Somali, and they are doing great. They are going to school.
When was the last time you saw them?
It was 2013, December.
I was going to ask you what the future does look like for you.
Okay, perhaps that's a very challenging question.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
I'm optimistic that I may go out of this country, Kenya, and get resettled, and that's where I perhaps will end up. It's just about time that maybe God has a solution for me in the next 1 year or so.
Inshallah, as Fish might say, really hope he does find that solution. Abdullah Hassan, nicknamed Fish, is a Somali refugee living in Kenya. He's lived almost his entire life in Dadaab, the world's largest refugee camp.